It all these titles, all these words, they're trying to sum everything up in really succinctly, but they mean so many different things to different people. And I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, no, that doesn't really work. What I want to share with you today is a testimony to the abiding presence of the Heavenly Father. As you heard there, I was brought up in a dysfunctional family, and even that has so many different meanings, but the one thing I've always been aware of from the moment I can think back to, as far back as I can think, I've always been aware of the abiding presence of God in my life. And even though there was a lot of contradictions in my upbringing, the one thing that I always was grounded in, and that was the message of the cross of Jesus Christ, the fact that it is by the grace of God that we're saved. Now, as a kid, that always stayed with me, but it didn't have a lot of practical meaning to me. And so by the time I was 8, I was roaming streets doing what kids without boundaries did. And as I grew and my behavior became more and more radical, more and more away from what we know to be acceptable community behavior, and as I said, in trouble with the police in my teenage years, despite all of that, there was always a very conscious presence of God. I was very aware of Him. And to me, it was almost a paradox. It's a contradiction to think I'm living this life and yet God's presence is very real. And I found that whenever I would get into major problems, major difficulties, I would always call out to God. I joined the army at 17, and through the early years in the army, a number of things came up. Was in a military aircraft coming back from exercise, and the engine exploded, and so the plane turned around, and they instructed us how to do a crash landing. And despite everything, I'm going, God, I know You're there, you know, doing a bargain with God. God, you know, it's not about me, it's about everybody else. But despite my heart, the reality, the thing that is, was that God was always very real. God was always present. And that became transformational while I was in the army. I remember one night, I'd been out drinking, I came back, and it was early hours of the morning, and suddenly it was like my brain cleared, and I was very conscious of just blackness all around. And the Lord spoke very clearly to me and said, "This is not why you were created. This is not your purpose in life. This is not your calling." And I said, "I know that, but I'm in this black hole and I can't get out." I said, "If there's any change, if there's any way, it has to come from You, because I'm powerless." And that was the moment of transformation for me. That was the point where my life was turned around through the power of Jesus Christ. And the more I grow in God's grace, the more overwhelmed I am by His presence, by His ability, by the fact that it doesn't matter how strong, competent, or powerful I feel. It doesn't matter how weak, incompetent, and powerless I feel. God never changes. In Timothy it says, though we are faithless, He remains faithful. And it's His faithfulness that I look back over the years And I don't see me doing things for God, me doing anything for God to suddenly say, "Whoa, look at this guy, I need him." Quite the opposite. When I felt that I should be rejected, when I felt there was nothing about me that was worth having, that was lovable, despite that, God loved me and demonstrated that love in making very real the power of the cross of Jesus Christ in my life. He remains faithful, and nothing changes that. Probably the biggest statement, the biggest experience of God's faithfulness occurred maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I had a number of health issues and had a major operation. And after that time, while I was recovering, it was like suddenly the presence of God had disappeared. It was for me one of the most, I guess, traumatic experiences. It had nothing to do with life, had nothing to do with what I had done or hadn't done. It was simply one day, it was a sense of, where is God? Where is that presence that I've been so aware of? I discovered that experience isn't unique. A monk back in the 1600s described it as the dark night of the soul. And without trying to explain it, one of the most amazing things about that experience was that even there, when naturally you should think there is no experience of God's presence, therefore wipe a shoe God. And yet, the experience, or lack thereof, encouraged me to pursue him even more. But again, that's not about me. That's the fact that, I don't know, how do you explain it? The fact that you feel a lack of God's presence, and yet it's only God that draws you to keep seeking him. Once again, my experience of faithlessness had no bearing on who God is. He remains faithful. And faithfully, he continued to draw me into his presence. And if there was, I said, one thing that really sums up my life, it gets down to God's faithfulness in drawing and keeping us in his presence. It's not about what I've done, and it doesn't matter how bleak or how dark the situation might seem. It never changes. God doesn't change. His compassion is unfailing. And as we've been singing about the city, people, we've been praying for the city for years, looking for God to act, God to move in various ways, and he has acted at various times. But it doesn't matter how we perceive things, God's heart has never changed. We said nothing's bigger than God's heart for the city, for our lives. His faithfulness remains. I want to just, my parking ticket's not actually going to give me anything useful. I just want to finish by reading, if I may, from Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39, says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we're being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And there's no greater testimony than the testimony of Jesus Christ and the grace of God that is poured out. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Bless you. Thank you.